He was, as you know, a very wealthy man. He had a 9-hole golf course for his front lawn in the middle of Kansas City, Missouri. And whenever there was a tour of the city, the bus would stop there and talk about this 9-hole golf course, and it was supposed to be very impressive for tourists. We didn't know anything about it until one day somebody came who had passed through Kansas City and decided to take the tour and had been surprised that he was shown this land. And we realized once again how very little Rajashi talked about himself. That we hardly knew where his home was. We hardly knew anything about his home. We didn't know much about his business. He never really even talked small talk. All he ever thought about was God and Guru. And there are two aspects to his life. One is that here was a self-made millionaire who was able to become a saint by meditation and by the depth of his devotion. But the other aspect of it is that here there was a saint who was able at the same time to carry on his worldly affairs. And because he happened to have a very bright mind, a very brilliant mind, he was able to carry them on very successfully. But it's this second aspect that I think is more interesting to us. There aren't very many of us who are businessmen who need to be reassured that, yes, you too can find God. But there are many of us, I hope all of us, who are seeking God and who need to be reassured, reminded perhaps is the right word, that even though we are seeking God, that is not an excuse for not doing a good job of whatever it is that we set ourselves to do in this world. Rajashi was a saint first and a businessman second. He was a businessman almost, you might say, incidentally. Because all the time I ever saw him, which was quite a lot, he was in samadhi. He never was thinking about, when am I going to find time for God? I've got all these business things to do. He was having time for God, and incidentally finding a little time to carry on his business.